miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Now, Dane, over the weekend, I went on my formal, my proper hens weekend that was organised by myself and my hens. Now, I know that you are doing one in the Riverina, and I'm sure it will be amazing, but my hens weekend kicked off on Friday. I went up to the Gold Coast. We went to this amazing Airbnb. I found out when I got up there, they actually won Best Airbnb of the Year for 2017.
Wow, okay.
And the views from this place are just absolutely stunning. So we hired these two villas. They've got this like outdoor area that's really nice, just chilled, relaxed, lots of beachy type areas. Then they've got this infinity pool.
Yep.
And it just spans the entire background of like of this place.
Mm.
And then behind that, you've just got this valley and all these mountains.
Oh, beautiful.
It was the most stunning view. We just spent our time in the pool and then the spa. We played hens games, all the normal stuff. We had so much fun. But there was one thing about the hens weekend that we all had to have a crack up about.
Mm.
And it made me respect the wineries in the Riverina.
Right.
We decided to go on a wine tour.
Oh, God. A bunch of loose. How many hens were there?
10.
10 of you,
yes,
decided to go on a winery tour,
mm-hmm,
after a couple of sherbets, I'd imagine, in,
yeah,
sitting around the pool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we went to this winery place, right? And we, none of us had been there before.
Mm-hmm.
You walk through this like big barrel to get into the big main room.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, this looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up to this guy and we're like, oh, hi, we're here to do the hens weekend tasting. And he's like, oh, I'm the owner. Were we expecting you? And I'm like, yeah, I've called 3 times. Oh, okay. And he just kind of went blank for a minute. And then he's like, just, we've got to find somewhere to put you. So he walks us into this room.
Mm.
And it was honestly, it was like having the Last Supper. This room was just this blank white room with these two long tables. We all got a seat at these tables. We got given cheese and bickies. And then we were told to choose 5 wines.
Five?
All together.
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
5 wines each.
Yep.
We had to choose 5 wines out of this list all together. And we're like, oh, okay, well, we'll try these, I guess.
Yep.
Then, like, I don't know, it was just, it was the most bizarre. I've never been on a winery tour like this before. And we had to say to those who hadn't been on winery tours, please don't take this,
yep,
as a thing, because this is not a thing. Because we just sat in this room, we tried 5 wines, they tried to sell them to us, and that was that.
That was it?
That was it. Well, there was no tour, there was no nothing.
Oh, did you expect an actual tour of, like, the grounds and stuff?
Then, my mum was with us, right? And she's like, oh, so where do you grow your wines? She's like, oh, they're actually from the Hunter Valley. And mum's like, oh, so if I go down there, I can get them. She's like, no, they're under a different name.
Oh, God, so you literally just went to a cellar door.
Pretty much, yeah, but it was the most dodgy cellar door I've ever been to. Like, honestly, the Riverina has just upped my standards so high.
That's great.
It was interesting.
We are market leaders here in the wine industry, Claire.
Yeah, I can definitely tell now. But look, we all had so much fun and it was so hilariously wrong in the way that it was. It just made the day.
The only photo I saw lots of photos, but there's one photo that sticks in my mind of you was the infinity pool. There was you with your back, sort of you are leaning on the edge, looking out over the vast, beautiful valley and the mountains that there were. And there was a glass on the edge of the pool with an interesting shaped straw sticking out of it. Classic Claire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your real hens, because the real hens is coming up. Of course, I am Chief and looking after your Riverina Hens party coming up at the end of February. How excited are you?
I am pretty excited. Now I've been to my first hens, my own hens.
Yes. Well, your two first hens parties you go to are both yours.
Yes, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Scoopla. And live from LA now is Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dino.
Morning, Dino.
G'day, guys. Good morning, everyone. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Love it.
Yeah, what is happening for this Super Bowl? There's so much going on.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's a big day. It's kind of like the Melbourne Cup for America. The Philadelphia Eagles are playing the New England Patriots. I don't know who that is or what that means. Don't even care. What I do know, the halftime show, Justin Timberlake performing today. 3 rumours I want to squish right now. First of all, Janet Jackson will not be joining him on stage. Not happening. They asked her. She said no. Mm. Number two, there'll be no hologram of Prince. There's all these rumours about a Prince hologram. And number three, Cardi B today came out saying she will not be performing at the Super Bowl until they release one of her friends from jail or something. The best part about that, no one actually asked her. She just kind of inserted herself there. But I love me some Cardi B, so I just thought that was funny.
Hey, Dino, on the Prince thing, I did hear that rumour as well that he was going to appear via hologram. But I've also heard that there could be a small tribute to him during Justin Timberlake's performance. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard that as well. I think that would be awesome because, I mean, like, that would be wonderful. That would be, and it would be the perfect person to do it, Justin Timberlake. You know what I mean? He did such a good job of that. So let's hope.
Now, Ellen DeGeneres, we do know her generosity is world famous.
Oh, yeah.
She's given the studio audience, though, something to really scream about.
Oh, my goodness. We are in the wrong business. We need to be going to tapings of Ellen and Oprah. Ellen DeGeneres, it was her 60th birthday last week. She decided to treat the audience to $1 million.
What?
She gave the audience $1 million, not each, to share among themselves. Oh. I don't know how they divvied that up. I mean, I can almost imagine like a Jerry Springer type thing where they're all screaming and pulling each other's hair, but they just all divvied it up among the crowd and they all walked home with, I don't know, thousands of dollars. That's pretty cool.
That would be awesome. Can you imagine going there just to enjoy Ellen, knowing you'll get something and walking away with some ridiculous amount of cash?
So, like, if there's like 400 people there, isn't it like $2,500 each or something like that?
Yeah. I'd like, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Like, I don't know what I would do, but I'd try and pretend that I was 17 different people. To collect the check.
Exactly right. Well, Dino, enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday, mate, wherever you're watching it from, and we'll catch up with you again on Wednesday.
Bye, Dino.
Bye, guys.
Dane, you started or attempted to start a bit of a trend last week.
Well, influencing is a trend. I didn't start it, but I'm jumping on the influencing bandwagon.
Your own trend of influencing.
Yeah, exactly right. This is all off the back of this the UK so-called influencer who hit up a hotel over in the UK to get some free accommodation for social media exposure on her Twitter and YouTubes and all that sort of thing. And I was like, ugh. And she got roasted. The hotel owner's like, mate, we don't need your help, and just lambasted her over the internet. And I was like, influencers are a funny thing.
Yeah, Dane, but do you think you're going to be a better influencer as such as this than this chick was?
Yeah, because I'm an everyday guy just doing everyday things. These people that are social media influencers are not really like that. They're at these exotic locations. They're got the most beautiful smiles.
The perfect tan.
The perfect tan, the perfect body. Not everyone's like that. And I think people want to be relatable. Now, I understand that people go to Instagram for inspiration. Hashtag Fitspo. A lot of those are around the place where they're like, hey, do this challenge, you'll be great. Or do you want a body like mine? Just do this, this, and this. Yeah. Sometimes that's not achievable. What is achievable is doing the vacuuming on a Saturday morning.
Is that what you photographed?
That is one of my daily lives, Dane's Daily Life. Now, you can follow along. Follow us, hit Riverina MIA on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's where most of this is happening, on Instagram.
Okay.
And the hashtag is Dane's Daily Life. Life spelled L-Y-F, of course. And look, Claire, not a lot of people have done this yet, but feel free to jump on board and use the hashtag Dane, here's my daily life. And share with me what you do during the day. I'd love to see what everyone else does. That's what this influencing is about, is saying that, yes, you are normal. Doing the vacuuming is part of your everyday life. So let me know. Hashtag Dane, here's my daily life. You can send those photos in at any time. Because if you use the hashtag, we'll be able to find them.
Yeah.
But Claire, the funny thing about this is I'm using hashtag influencer and hashtag not an ad.
Yeah.
And using those hashtags, I don't know how this works, but you might be able to shed some light on this.
Okay.
But on Instagram, if you use a certain hashtag, do you know when you go, oh, who's that person has liked it or that person has started following me? Is there like a robot that follows hashtags, or can you set up notifications so when someone uses a hashtag, it pops up in your news feed?
I believe there probably is some software out there that you can do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, some people may purposely type in certain hashtags every day to see funny stuff or to see something for their work or whatever else.
Well, I've been using those hashtags. And the exact sort of influences I'm battling during this little project have started to follow me.
What?
So I've got people that have come on saying, oh, 22-year-old college student, beach bum, vlogger. And I'm like, oh, my God.
have they sent you pictures or have they
just
commented?
No, they've sort of liked some of the photos and they've started sort of following. which is interesting.
Okay.
So I have been influencing them, but I've also started to use a hashtag and tag the company's product that I'm using. None of these are sponsored and none of these have been paid for. But I used a Philips vacuum cleaner. So I tagged that. And I had my Peter Alexander pajamas on, so I tagged them as well.
Did you get followed by them?
No. So that's the next step. And okay. I want to launch this today. 13, 12, 16, or hashtag Dane's Daily Life. I don't know if this is legal or not. If you have a product you want me to spruik for you.
I don't think it is.
If you're a business in the Riverina and you want me to do a photo with your product, 13, 12, 16, let me know the product. And I'll feature it in this month. Can I do that?
I don't know if you can.
What if I use the hashtag ad?
How about we check with legal before we get
legal schmeagle. What do they know?
Okay.
Follow along. Hashtag Dane's Daily Life. And share yours with me, Claire.
Have you done the poop yet?
Well, hang on a second.
What? The poop photo. The dog poop photo.
No, not yet. That's still coming. That'll be a real treat for everyone. Claire, you headed off to Sydney on Fun Day Friday last week.
Yes. And I was already on my way to Queensland by that stage.
Yeah, true. And I share with you the news. Unfortunately, the local Big W here in Griffith on the corner of Baden Avenue there, just opposite the McDonald's, will be closing down.
And it's really sad news to hear because...
Super sad.
It's a staple of Griffith in a way. As much as it is a chain store, it is a staple of Griffith. And there are people who have worked there for years.
For 30 years, this shop has been open. And people have been there for 30 years. And our thoughts go out to all those people out there at Big W who will be looking for new jobs. Perhaps Woolworths, the chain, will help them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. And they land on their feet because you never want to read or see that about anybody.
No, not at all.
But even before there was news of this happening... There's rumours and speculation about a possible Kmart coming to town, which is all it is, rumours and speculation. Yeah.
Ever since that vacant block became fully vacant across the road from Macca's, and they stripped everything down, they pulled the walls down and everything, everyone was like, oh my God, what are they doing? And that's when the Kmart rumours really went into full blast.
Even before then, Claire, anytime there's an empty shop or a spare block of land, everyone's like, Kmart, gotta be a Kmart, what's going in here? You know, it's always just rumours and speculation. And us here at Hit 99.7 have never said this is actually going to happen. Not once have we said that. We've always said it's rumours and speculation. So in that spare block of land, Claire, across from the McDonald's there, a sign popped up, said Kmart coming soon. This little cloth sign on the fence.
What the hell
big was it?
Like a mini flag?
Yeah, almost like that. So I posted up on Facebook just to gauge people's response, say, oh, is it legit or is it fake? Obviously, knowing it's fake, it's not the right font. I don't think a company like Kmart would put a little flag
up.
I think
it was their 80s font, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Now, we did reach out to Kmart to get a comment, and this is exactly what they said after I emailed them. We're always looking for new locations to bring people our everyday low prices, and that includes Griffith. At this time, we have no firm announcements. However, if this changes, we'll advise the community with a formal announcement from a Kmart spokesperson.
And that was the exact same response that I got 6 months ago, was it? When they first knocked down all those walls and bits.
Yeah, exactly right. So, rumours and speculation are always going to be part of a small town. That's never going to change. Us here at a community, at a radio station, we give the community an opportunity to voice their opinion and voice what they think as well. Be it a prank, be it not a prank, be it rumour, be it speculation, we give you that voice to allow you to be heard and share your opinion with other people.
Oh, yeah.
On that, Claire, it is going to be interesting to see what's going to happen.
When something does take over
that
spot.
Yes, exactly right.
Well, I did hear, and I think this was more of a closer rumour, an almond factory or something in that vacant
next door,
block?
In the vacant block?
Next door to
Woolworths. Yeah. That'd be very interesting.
No. That would be, in that vacant block. Next door to Woolworths, though, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
going to
be interesting.
I don't know what they could put there.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts as well all the time at facebook.com/hitriverina, MIA.